This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free. To take control of the airwaves here, our number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Just jump into one of those at the top of our list, and we will join you, and then you'll be on the air with us in the studio tonight. You've got Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Starting out with a little bit of Google news, where apparently Google's in some hot water, or they may be very shortly, with the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, over some children's games and some sort of tracking, perhaps, going on.
That's the allegation, yeah, anyway.
Things that they are allegedly not supposed to be doing. We can get into that coming up here. But a follow-up piece first up from The Intercept. We've talked in recent weeks about the Google Project Dragonfly, which is their, well, not-so-secret project at this point, where they were developing, and maybe still are, but they're claiming they're not now, apparently. But they're developing this secret search engine that became not so much of a secret anymore for China.
Yes.
Under the auspices of teaming up with some Chinese government-run corporation over there, because basically all the corporations are government-run to some extent there.
Right.
So it wasn't the government, but it basically was the government through its corporation.
Right. It was not the government the same way that Amtrak is not the government.
Or the Postal Service or something like that.
Right.
Right. So they were designing this Dragonfly to where you would have to, of course, it would have all the, you know, required censorship by the Chinese government.
Right.
Certain things you just can't look for, like, you know, discussions about democracy or Tank Man, the guy that stood in front of the tanks,
yep,
in 1988 or 89.
89.
You can't search for those things in China, among other topics. And so not only would it, of course, have the censorship with it, but it would also require you to log in. So, you know, normally if you go to Google, you can just type right into Google and,
yep,
search for something. Now, of course, they're still tracking your IP address and tracking everything they can, even if you're not logged into Google.
Right. That's why some people, especially, you know, privacy advocates in the U.S., suggest using either DuckDuckGo,
yep,
or StartPage. One of those uses Google as the search engine, but it...
There's a privacy aspect.
You know, runs everything through some privacy filter so that your ISP and the information about what browser you're using, mm-hmm, the screen resolution, and if you think that Google's not tracking that, well, you've not been paying attention.
Oh, yeah.
They most certainly do.
That's standard info for most websites to,
right,
gather.
Most websites will, you know, gather... Now, the admin might not be able to put everything together to say, ah, yes, Ian Freeman,
right,
visited my website.
No, unless there's a login, which is associated with your name, which is what,
right,
they wanted this Dragonfly to have.
I'm saying if there's not a login,
right,
then, you know, I couldn't necessarily know that Ian visited my website, but I would know somebody from Keene, New Hampshire.
Correct.
And
this IP address.
This number of people using Windows and this size screen resolution, blah, da, 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 da.
But in this case, they would have a login because you,
yes,
would have to have a login to use the Dragonfly search engine for China.
Right.
And that was among other, you know, nasty things. So basically the idea was they were teaming up in a even bigger way with the Chinese government,
right,
than
and
they already had.
The way that this came really to light, other than just speculation, was there were, what was it, thousands of Google employees? It was at least hundreds that signed a letter to, you know, like Google management saying, hey, we just realized what we're working on. We're not happy about it.
Yeah.
Knock it off.
Yeah, there has been
or
some leaks.
Or we're leaving.
There have been some leaks inside,
yeah,
of Google. So Google, according to Ryan Gallagher at TheIntercept.com, has been forced to shut down a data analysis system that it was using to develop a censored search engine for China after members of the company's privacy team raised internal complaints that it had been kept secret from them. according to The Intercept. The internal rift over the system has had massive ramifications, effectively ending work on the censored search engine known as Dragonfly. According to two sources familiar with the plans, the incident represents a major blow to top Google executives, including CEO Sundar Pichai, who have over the last 2 years made the China project one of their main priorities. The dispute began in mid-August when The Intercept revealed that Google employees working on Dragonfly had been using a Beijing-based website to help develop blacklists for the censored search engine, which was designed to block out broad categories of information related to democracy, human rights, and peaceful protests, in accordance with strict rules of censorship in China that are enforced by the country's authoritarian Communist Party government. The Beijing-based website 265.com is a Chinese language web directory service that claims to be China's most used homepage. Google purchased the site in 2008 from Kai Wensheng, a billionaire Chinese entrepreneur. 265.com provides its Chinese visitors with news updates, information about financial markets, horoscopes, and advertisements for cheap flights and hotels. It also has a function that allows people to search for websites, images, and videos. However, search queries entered on 265.com are redirected to Baidu, the most popular search engine in China and Google's main competitor in the country. As The Intercept reported in August, it appears that Google's used 265.com as a honeypot for market research, storing information about Chinese users' searches before sending them along to Baidu. According to Google sources, engineers working on Dragonfly obtained large data sets showing queries that Chinese people were entering into the 265.com search engine. At least one of the engineers obtained a key needed to access an application programming interface, or API, associated with 265.com and had used it to harvest search data from the site. Members of Google's privacy team, however, were kept in the dark about the use of 265.com. Now, this is the first I've heard about the 265.com. That was not mentioned, at least in previous coverage of this.
Yeah, I have not previously heard of this.
I'm not familiar with the site, but of course we don't live in China, so maybe it's fairly popular over there. I've heard of Baidu as far as that search engine is concerned. The engineers used the data they pulled from 265.com to learn about the kinds of things that people are located in mainland China are routinely searching for in Mandarin. This helped them build a prototype of Dragonfly. The engineers used the sample queries from 265.com, for instance, to review lists of websites that Chinese people would see if they typed the same word or phrase into Google. They then used a tool they call Beacon Tower to check whether any websites in the Google search results would be blocked by China's internet censorship system, known as the Great Firewall.
Through this, I like that.
That's what it's called. Through their process, the engineers compiled a list of thousands of banned websites, which they integrated into the Dragonfly search platform so that it would purge links to websites prohibited in China, such as those of the online encyclopedia Wikipedia. Sorry, not available in China, apparently. Did you know
that? No.
I didn't know that. And also the BBC, also off limits. Under normal company protocol, analysis of people's search queries is subject to tight constraints and should be reviewed by the company's privacy staff, whose job is to safeguard user rights. But the privacy team only found out about this data after The Intercept revealed it. So it was revealed by The Intercept through leaks before the privacy team at Google even knew what was going on. So they found out about it by reading The Intercept, not from any sort of internal source within their own company.
Yeah.
So that's not good. Following a series of discussions, two sources said Google engineers were told they were no longer permitted to continue using the data to help develop Dragonfly, which has since had severe consequences for the project. One source says that the 265 data was integral to Dragonfly. Access to the data has been suspended now, which has stopped progress. In recent weeks, teams working on Dragonfly have been told to use different data sets for their work. They're no longer gathering search queries from mainland China and are now instead studying global Chinese queries that are entered into Google from people living in countries such as the United States and Malaysia. Those queries are qualitatively different from searches originating from within China itself, making it virtually impossible for the Dragonfly team to hone the accuracy of results. Significantly, several groups of engineers have now been moved off Dragonfly completely and told to shift their attention away from China and instead work on projects related to India, Indonesia, Russia, the Middle East, and Brazil. Record show the 265.com is still hosted on Google servers, but its physical address is listed under the name of the Beijing Huixiang Information and Technology Company, which has an office space in the third floor of a tower building in Beijing. 265.com is operated as a Google subsidiary, but unlike most Google-owned sites like YouTube, it's not blocked in China and can be freely accessed by people in the country using any standard internet browser. We'll continue here with a little bit more on what's going on with the Google scandal over its secretive Chinese search engine coming up.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us the seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him a burglar is trying to break in while his family was home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a package thief. Blink motion-activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. Save up to a whopping 40% off all outdoor XT and add-on cameras through December 22nd, while supplies last. Visit BlinkProtect.com/holiday. BlinkProtect.com/holiday.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in to toll free. Join us here on the radio waves. You can bring up anything that you want with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
The Blink home security cameras are a very handy little system that we have utilized here and are utilizing here at the LRN.FM studio. Mark Edge, one of our normal co-hosts, he's got it at his house. And it's a pretty slick little system. In fact, it's expandable, of course. You can, you know, get a couple of cameras and add more if you want to. Go to blinkprotect.com/holiday. You've got a special offer on Blink home security cameras there, up to 40% off all outdoor XT and add-on cameras through December 22nd. So time's running out on that special offer, blinkprotect.com/holiday. It couldn't really be much easier to set this system up because it's wireless. So you unbox the cameras, you put the batteries in. It comes with the batteries. And then you just put the cameras up wherever you want to put them. And that's it. You just set it all up via the wireless or the Wi-Fi enabled setup. It's super fast to do. You decide when the cameras operate and how long the clips are that they send to your phone. So that way you can see what's going on wherever it is that you happen to be. As long as you've got internet access, you will know what's going on at your house and or small office. I think it would work well for that. So go to blinkprotect.com/holiday to get the special offer. And most importantly here, there's no contracts or subscriptions. So a lot of security systems, you got to pay somebody per month. That's not the case here at all. In fact, Blink also works with Alexa because Blink is an Amazon company. And the two AA batteries, they last up to 2 years. I have yet to replace the ones here at the studio, and it's been well over a year at this point. Blinkprotect.com/holiday. So we're talking about some big corporations here, starting out with Google and the news about the Dragonfly project. Now, it's not real clear if it's officially dead, but the quote here from The Intercept is that it's effectively ended.
Right, and yeah, it's one of these things to where Alphabet, which is the parent company of Google,
right,
they like to do this, you know, sort of shell game thing of, oh, no, no, no. Google's not working on this anymore.
It's this another company.
Subsidiary. There's that Chinese subsidiary that they mentioned.
265.com.
Yeah, so maybe they're working on the project now, but mm-hmm. Google isn't working on the project anymore.
Right, so it's true, but not really.
Right, so, you know, YouTube, a subsidiary of Google, which is a subsidiary of Alphabet,
through the magic
basically runs as its own complete distinct business.
Through the magic of corporations and corporate subsidiaries. Yeah, so that way, you know, you can essentially tell lies as though you're telling the truth.
Right, but you know, some subsidiary companies can only do things with direct supervision, mm-hmm. and there are some of the, you know, Google subsidiaries where Google's like, yeah, you just do whatever you want to over there,
yeah,
and we're just going to kind of look the other way.
So what has happened here is the and some of the engineers apparently that had been working on the Chinese Dragonfly search engine, which was the secretive thing they had been developing until it was revealed publicly over the summer by the very same website we're reporting from here, TheIntercept.com. The Google's privacy team didn't even know about some of the things that was going on with this development, and they're supposed to know these things. They found out from reading the article at The Intercept about what was going on within their own company. So in recent weeks, they have shifted this responsibility. Several groups of engineers have been moved off of Dragonfly completely and are working on other projects now. Records show that 265.com, which is Google's subsidiary in China, is still operating, and it's not blocked in China. The internal dispute at Google over the data is not the first time that important information related to the Dragonfly project has been withheld from the company's privacy team. The Intercept reported in November that privacy and security employees working on the project had been shut out of key meetings and felt that senior executives had sidelined them. Jonathan Zunger, formerly a 14-year veteran of Google and one of the lead engineers at the company, worked on Dragonfly for several months last year and said the project was shrouded in extreme secrecy and handled in a highly unusual way from the outset. Scott Beaumont, Google's leader in China and key architect of the Dragonfly project, quote, did not feel that the security, privacy, and legal teams should be able to question his product decisions, according to Zunger. who said further, and he maintained an openly adversarial relationship with them, quite outside the Google norm. So lots of secrecy, strange behavior from executives. Last week, Pichai, who's Google's CEO, appeared before Congress, where he faced questions about Dragonfly. He stated that, quote, right now, unquote, there were no plans to launch the search engine. Though that's like, you know, these politicians who say they don't have plans to run for president, and then they end up running for president.
Right.
Or have no plans to ever enact legislation, because it would never come to pass when this particular act ever affects you American people, and then 4 years later with another legislator, with another president, right, with some other executive, they're like, oh yeah, look at what we found. Let's go ahead and use it.
Though Pichai refused to rule out the possibility in the future, of course, because there's a bunch of money in it for them. Of course they want to launch this thing in China. Google had originally aimed to launch Dragonfly between January and April of 2019. Leaks about the plan and the extraordinary backlash that ensued both internally and externally appear to have forced company executives to shelve it, at least in the short term, two sources familiar with the project said. You know, this is one of those questions, by the way, the last line here is that Google did not respond to requests for comment. This is one of those stories where, is Google just going to kind of sit back for a while and then slowly and quietly launch this thing in China?
Probably.
And hope that nobody notices.
Or change the name.
And even if they do, or change the name. And even if they do launch it and people do notice, is it really going to hurt them that bad? I mean, because obviously the publicity is bad. You know, it's not good publicity for Google. And, you know, you can argue that all publicity is good publicity. But in this case, Google's already got enough publicity. Everybody knows who they are.
Right.
They've become a verb, right? Like, Google can't get much more publicity than it already has.
Right.
I mean, there may be some people. I remember when we worked at the, I don't know if you were there for this, Jared, but I think you were, when we were at the outreach booth in Cheshire County Fairgrounds.
Yep.
And there were actually people that would walk by us who, when we would ask them about Bitcoin or, you know, try to pitch Bitcoin to them, they'd be like, I don't use the internet. So there may still actually be some people out there that don't know what Google is.
Right.
And they pretty much live out in the woods and, you know, barely get into any kind of...
For reference, old people. For reference, the people saying this were not old people. There were high school age kids.
Camo hat wearing, you know, just got off their ATV.
I don't use computers.
Yeah.
I don't need that internet thing.
That seriously was the attitude and literally what we were told.
Well,
and this was within the last 5 years.
I constantly run into older people, and when I say old, I mean 75 and up, 80, 90, who don't email. They don't understand it, or they don't own a computer, so the email is just not an option, and they're still writing letters to the editor. And that's the only way they know to communicate.
To the rest of the world.
Yeah, it's like send an email. It's like, yeah, that's not going to be a possibility.
That's not been my experience with elderly people. I've found that the ones that I manage to interact with tend to be online.
And then meanwhile, you almost get sideswiped by a 90-year-old who's texting on her cell phone.
Yeah. Well, a lot of elderly folks are into the internet. They got plenty of time on their hands.
Yep.
And, you know, it's a great way to contact the kids and the grandkids and all that.
Facebook.
That's not a great way. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivors. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News. Interest rates are going up again. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
We raised our target range for the short-term interest rates by another quarter of a percentage point.
Powell also believes
over the past year, the economy has been growing at a strong pace. The unemployment rate has been near record lows, and inflation has been low and stable.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is introducing a bill that would head off a partial shutdown of the federal government at week's end. Alabama Republican Senator Richard Shelby hopes Congress learns something from this.
I think we've got to work together and put the country first, always. I've said that many, many times. And if we do this, things work out.
Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan is expressing regret about the state of American politics. In his farewell address at the Library of Congress, Ryan said disagreement often gives way to outright distrust. Ryan did not run for re-election in Wisconsin, and his future plans are unknown. This is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You dial on in here toll free and join us. Our number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have the Discord on air call in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Hop into one of those, we'll get you on the air, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And with you tonight is Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
We go back to your cars, or to your calls, rather, because it's our first caller here for the night. It's Doug in Illinois on Free Talk Live. Hello, Doug. Go ahead.
I pretty much wanted to talk about, do you remember what happened down in Parkland, Florida, with the shooting?
The shooting, yeah.
They had a major ruling today at the federal court that I think that you remember the cop that would not go in. He kind of waited out front of the building.
Mm-hmm.
And the ruling pretty much reaffirmed a ruling in 2005 that the government cannot, they have no obligation to protect you, including the cop who did not go in the building. It had to do with, I think, all the way from the local government all the way up to Florida. And I found it to be pretty shocking. I mean, if you go online and you read it, I think that they can be pretty shocking. If you're an individual, or even if you're a group of people, you're not obligated to the duty of having a cop protect you. Then what the hell are we paying them for?
Yeah, and the next time someone says, this is the price we pay to live in civilized society, I love paying my taxes because of police and fire and all. This is the story you need to bring up. So, no, police are not obligated to protect you.
Right.
They don't have to.
They haven't been. And the U.S. Supreme Court in DeShaney v. Winnebago County in 1989 said that. They reaffirmed it in Castle Rock v. Gonzalez. Warren v. D.C. was a circuit court of appeals. It wasn't the Supreme Court.
The Supreme? Okay.
But the other court cases decided by the Supreme Court looked at that decision.
Yeah.
And in this situation, and the ruling actually came out yesterday.
What level was this court? Do you know offhand?
Federal court in Florida. Okay. The judge wrote in part, the claim arises from the actions of Nicholas Cruz, a third party, and not a state actor. Thus, the critical question the court analyzes is whether defendants had a constitutional duty to protect plaintiffs from the actions of Cruz.
Defendants being the cops?
Yes.
Okay.
As previously stated, for such a duty to exist on the part of the defendants, plaintiffs would have to be considered in custody. And
right.
Because they're not considered to be, even though they're forced by law to go to school, they're not considered to be in custody of the police.
That's the one exception.
So therefore, there's no obligation that police protect anybody.
Right. You're right, Daryl. I'm glad they actually mentioned that, because that's the one exception. If you are in their custody, if you are in their jail or their prison or their hands through an arrest, then there's supposedly some sort of...
Supposedly.
Yeah.
But yet when somebody winds up,
yeah,
you know, dying for myriad reasons,
yeah,
in prison or a holding cell,
good luck.
Nobody's ever held accountable.
Yeah.
So, there might
one in
be some kind of settlement.
That one in 2005 has been pretty unbelievable when you read into that, too, for the fact that the woman took out an order of protection, I believe, on her boyfriend.
Yeah.
And he ended up kidnapping the children and then killing the children.
Oh, God.
And they notified, I believe, the local sheriff, but don't quote me on that. And whoever it had been, they never acted. And the guy ended up killing the children. I mean, you know, and then she tried taking them to court for not acting. You know, I mean, that can be what you pay them for. That can be what we're told. We're told from kindergarten that, you know,
right,
we pay them for protection, and here they're not doing what they should do. But we really shouldn't be shocked. I mean, when you have authority and you don't have accountability, you have that legal tyranny. People do whatever the hell they want to do. You know?
Right. The reason why people pay isn't because they're being protected. It's because they have to.
Because if they don't, they'll get locked up themselves.
That's
well,
right.
In a lot of cases,
slave.
In a lot of cases, it's taken out of their paycheck before they ever have a chance to say whether they want it out or not.
That's true. Of course, local cops tend to get paid through property tax
collection. Correct, yes. And then that's a good point. The property tax, half of the population, the renters, don't even realize that they're paying into the system. And so anything you
sure.
don't see, when anytime you don't see where the money is going or that the money is even coming out of your rent or your paycheck, you are less likely to follow it up and to think about things like this.
Yep. They don't have any obligation not only to protect you, but to do any sort of, you know, service
right.
for you. They don't have any obligation to investigate a crime that has been committed against you. I forget what it was I was looking at the other night, but some cops out in California, I know what it was. It was last night on our after show. Johnson had a video of a dude who came up with a really brilliant package bomb kind of trap thing.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Did you see that video?
Yeah, so he put four... LTE cell phones,
right.
You know, cell
cameras.
Phones that had LTE coverage, and he custom made a circuit board
yep.
so that when the box got picked up, it turned on the cell phones. That way it didn't just, like, run the battery down sitting there
right.
waiting all day. And then when somebody removed the box off of the package, then the spinny thing flung glitter.
A bunch of glitter all
and then,
the way.
And then, oh, as Billy Mays would say, but wait, there's more.
There's a poop smell too,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yes, there was fart spray that after I think it was 30 seconds
yep.
would get activated five times.
And then again after another.
And then again.
Yeah.
And then
seconds.
Again.
And actually, people wonder, what would happen if we were to get rid of the police? This is what would happen.
You
would have entrepreneurs who would step up to the plate and be like, hey, buy my glitter bomb.
But the reason I bring it up is because...
Well, hold on. There's more.
Yeah.
The phones were GPS enabled
right.
so that he could track
was.
To see where the package went so that he could go retrieve it
right.
afterwards.
Yeah. When they chucked it out of the car because it stank too bad.
Yeah.
And so the point I wanted to make was part of that guy's video was he tried to call the police.
Right.
Like, hey, look. I've got, you know, I've got evidence here. I've got video footage of these people stealing this package. Cops told him it's not worth our time.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. And he said that he kept getting notifications of package delivered from Amazon. I don't have any package. What are you talking about? There's no packages.
Oh, my God.
That's why
he put the cameras
decided
up.
To make this thing of himself,
yeah.
You know, his own, because even though he had, like, a surveillance video showing
right.
people walking away with stuff, the cops wouldn't do anything,
yeah.
and he's
what
like, all right, I want to get some
picture,
good video.
But what good does it do you?
And
You're in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
You know? You're never going to see these people again.
Right.
You know, at least in Keene, New Hampshire. Go ahead. Sorry, Doug.
No, I didn't mean to interrupt you. We have kind of like a delay. That can be why I want to get one more thing in. I think that a big issue here can be the judicial branch, too. They continually never protect individual freedom, liberty, and private property.
That's not their job.
Well, it should be. You'd think that would be the type of thing that they would do, you know?
But the job of the government is to protect and serve the government. The job of the courts is to protect and serve the government. The only time they will do anything at all that appears to be in the benefit of the individual
when the people. When votes are at stake.
That's one time, and then the only other time is just to kind of make it look good every now and then. Because if it was all bad court decisions, one after another, after another, after another, with no good sounding court decisions, people might kind of get a clue that this is they're screwing us.
Right.
But every now and then, they'll throw you a bone. They'll throw you, oh, yeah, well, we'll protect your privacy in this little way over here, but, oh, over in, like, what was it, Kentucky recently, now the cops can say they smell marijuana outside of your house, and that gives them the right to search your entire house.
Yeah.
Because they don't even need a warrant, and the reason why they allowed that was because they had allowed the courts in Kentucky had allowed it in their cars, so they figured, well, if you can do it to their car, you should be able to do it to their house. So just all the cop has to do is say, I smell weed in there. We're coming in.
Yeah, or get a hit, or end up getting a hit off the dog. They take the dog, and they've shown the dog to be totally unreliable.
Unreliable.
If you get in any type of trouble, they let the dog climb all over your car and nick it up,
yeah.
and then you're dealing with that. They won't pay for that. You know?
Nope, that's true. Yeah. It happened to a friend of mine in Florida. Doug, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and it's sad but true. And Doug was surprised by the court decision that he mentioned. There's no obligation to protect. That's all you got to do is just Google that phrase.
Yeah.
No obligation to protect, and you'll find a variety of court cases that if you don't believe what we're saying, please do the research here yourself. And this is what leads me to say that there's no such thing as a citizen, okay? And the reason why there's no such thing as a citizen is because a citizen is someone who owes a duty of allegiance, meaning you have a duty to be, allied with them, to do what they say. In return, because it's a deal, right? It's supposed to be a deal. In return for an obligation of protection.
Mm-hmm.
So, in return for them protecting you, you're supposed to be their bitch. Well, it turns out they don't have an obligation to protect you, but you're their bitch anyway. 855-450, free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us here and take control of the airwaves. Our number, 855-450-3733. Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it's now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. All you have to do is go to giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card that you want, and follow the instructions on the screen. Make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight, and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. It's giftcards.bitcoin.com. We've got big-name brands like Applebee's, Domino's, Home Depot, Uber, and hundreds more. Go to giftcards.bitcoin.com. We've been talking about the no obligation to protect rulings that continue to come out one after another, year after year, outrageous situation after outrageous situation of what some would call dereliction of duty when the police basically stand by and do nothing or completely ignore calls for help from people who are either being murdered or raped or threatened or whatever, or having packages stolen off of their porch, or you name it. They have no obligation to provide you with even a simple phone conversation, let alone an investigation or an arrest or, you know, finding a suspect or anything like
that. And I would throw teachers into that same boat for dereliction of duty when you consider the test scores and the fact that they have not gone anywhere except stagnant for the past 50 years, even though the price of tuition per student has skyrocketed. And it's the same argument. And
20 grand per student.
But these happy slave taxpayers just can't face the fact that there are bad teachers out there, just like there are bad cops, and they don't have to actually succeed in educating your child the same way a cop doesn't have to keep you safe.
No,
they don't have to go into that building to save you. Now the next question, I guess, is where are firemen on that scale? You know, what's the ruling there? I know we just had one here in New Hampshire who actually died in
a fireman.
He died in duty. He got burned up.
Isn't to say that there aren't good cops or good firemen who are going to do the best they can to try to solve a problem. I want to make that clear. It's just they don't have to.
Yeah.
And if they don't like you, then they don't have to provide you the service, or if they claim they're too busy, or if you're just not worth their time, or whatever the excuse is, or we were too scared to go into the building, whatever it is. Oh, officer safety is paramount
right.
in the case of a lot of these school shootings, where the cops will hide outside and wait for the school shooter to kill himself, and you know everything quiets down, and they finally go in and you know clean up the mess. But they have no obligation to provide you with any sort of assistance whatsoever. So that's why our caller earlier was so frustrated. He's like, what are we paying these people? For
now, what would be,
you're
now,
afraid of
now, what would
if you
be
don't.
What would be the alternative? A private security team. Say, for example, Parkland, Florida. The same guy. He's a private security
under contract.
Under contract
to provide a service,
and he didn't follow through.
Well, that's contract violation.
There you go. And that is your other option, people.
Right.
Right now, you the happy slave taxpayer. You have no. Recourse. There's no way you could go after this Parkland guy.
No.
However, if the guy was hired to do a job, a private guy, it would be just like if your cable company, shut your cable down for a day. You could get on the phone. And you say, "Hey, look, you owe me 24 hours. Yeah, I want my credit." The same thing. Hey, we lost.
And it would be embarrassing.
Yeah,
it would be embarrassing too if a private security company was under contract to provide actual protection services, and it turns out they'd hired a coward who's like gonna hide in a bush outside of whatever it is was going on, and that information comes out. Because in the Parkland case, wasn't there video of the cop just kind of lurking outside,
standing around outside? Yeah.
So, like, if there's actual video proving that this the dereliction of duty of a private security officer who's contracted to provide form an actual protection service, that's an embarrassment for that company. That could lose them business.
Yep.
And they would come out and make whatever kind of apologies and make whatever restitution was necessary.
Whatever reparations,
fire this person, at the very least demote him to the dispatcher role because he cannot handle the heat of being in an actual situation like that.
The government police work, we're having
wagons.
We're going to investigate ourselves.
Yep.
He's on paid administrative leave until further notice.
And he's going to take some courses.
If that. They're going to circle the wagons and protect their own because they're going to get funded whether or not you're happy with their service. And, I mean, that's why.
Right. And then if anybody dares question, then somebody will come out and say, well, you don't know how dangerous it is. Well, let's look at the... Hold on. No, let's look at the actual statistics and see that loggers and
fishermen... Taxi drivers.
Roofers.
Roofers. I mean, these guys, firemen and police are not even on the scale.
They're in there. 50 or whatever, but look, I'm not going to say it's not a dangerous job.
If you want to remove it completely from the scale, in the drug war.
Oh, it'll be a lot more safe.
They wouldn't be in the top 100.
So I don't want to say it's not dangerous, but regardless, there's no obligation for them to take any risks. They can take their sweet time getting to a call.
Right.
Doesn't matter when they get there. Whereas, remember when Domino's had that 30 minutes or less delivery deal? There's no reason why a private security company wouldn't have a guaranteed response time. We will be there in X number of minutes or else. Or, you can get whatever money out of us. So, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. And since we're talking about the police, I just happened to stumble across an absolutely outrageous story of police abuse to the max. We'll share that with you coming up here. But Rev is on the line in Florida. Rev, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi, gentlemen. Just kind of echoing a lot of what you said in just more crass terms, and I'll watch my language here. But it's kind of ironic and funny how when we're young, we're taught that police are there to serve and protect when really they're even the nice ones, as good as they are, they're definitely less of a-holes, but they're still a-holes that are there to enforce and collect for the state. So this is something that you're talking about Parkland, and, that's my home state. I forget a lot of the details. I should know more about it. Forgive me. But I do recall when that happened several months ago, the NRA spokeswoman lady, Dana something, and I believe it was the sheriff of that county. I don't think it was the officer himself. But basically, this a-hole was being praised. This a-hole sheriff was being praised by all these stupid, mostly
hate to say, play the partisan, but leftist, young, dumb people of more gun control, more dissolution of our rights and so forth. And I don't know, what do you guys think is sicker? You know, like the a-hole cops that lock people up for prostitution that does not hurt anybody, or drugs that don't hurt anybody or run away, or the sycophantic, stupid general public that has, like, march to take away our rights, the a.k.a. march for our lives. Who do you think is dumber and worse, guys?
You know, you can make the same argument for horrific dictators throughout the ages. I don't really blame them. I don't blame Hitler. I blame the people who supported him.
I blame
the masses who support this nonsense. So it's just one cop, just one sheriff. I blame the hundreds, the thousands of people who support him being able to say, hey, you know, we did what we could do, and we circle the wagons, thin blue line, you know, why do you guys hate us so much?
Yeah, that's a tough question for me to answer, Reb, because obviously the police are the ones that are doing the violence. They're the ones hurting the peaceful people. People can march all they want, and that's not going to put a prostitute in a jail cell. It's not going to put a drug user behind bars. It's not going to, as in this next story that we're going to tell you about, force a tube up a drug alleged drug user's rectum for a search on the part of the police. The demanding doctors do that to a man in Syracuse, New York. That's and then they billed him for it afterwards. So yeah, I mean, it's hard to really say which one is a worse group, because they both work together. It's like Conan says, if people didn't tolerate this crap, then we wouldn't have it. So
yeah.
I can see both
sides. No.
And if there weren't people just doing their jobs, then horrible stuff wouldn't happen.
Right. That's the justification. I'll get off here because I know you guys have a show and other callers and stuff. But see, that's the funny thing. It's like, if you think about, you know, the Third Reich, and I come more from the extreme right, and I'm kind of pally with some of the alt-right guys, including one of your old friends there. But anyway, you know, if you think about that, even the stuff that they did that I don't like a lot of the Third Reich, but it's like, imagine, even with the Sturmführer, with the Einsatzgruppen, SS officers, whatever, I mean, don't you think that at least some of those guys had some good qualities and were nice to their families and loved animals? So it's just funny how people will demonize anybody from the Third Reich doing what they could for their country, however good or bad it was. But with our police and military, it's just like, oh, no, they're saints and angels, you know. So I just want to put that out there. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. So comparing the police to Nazis, basically, and saying, well, if people can see the problems with the Nazis, why can't they see it in their own country?
Oh, I thought he was trying to say that Nazis weren't that bad because they had puppies.
No, it's everyone's. We see the evil everywhere else, but we can't see it in our own friggin' house. Our own household is just, we're good to go. Our leaders would never hurt us.
It's the best country in the world.
Yep.
855-450-FREE. Oh, there's a few bad apples, but, you know, no big deal. It's Free Talk Live.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.